Today's edition of Focus Fridays is being brought to you by Hobbrins Insurance, Home Siding, Rohde's IGA, Millersburg Electric, Pomerine Hospital, MRV Siding, and Millersburg Tire. With me today, I have Trevor Berger, who is the program director for the Holmes County Soil and Water Conservation District for WKLM's Focus Fridays. I'm Melissa Patrick. Well, good morning, Trevor. Thank you for joining in with us here today for Focus Fridays.
Hey, no problem. Glad to be here.
And your job with Home Soil Water Conservation District is probably one like people hear soil and water, they hear that you exist, but they have no idea what it is you actually do. Yeah, you play in the dirt.
It's one of the fun parts of the job. It's also one of the challenges because we do cover so many different things for so many different people. And Holmes County is probably a perfect example of a little bit of everything. So, yes, I'm the district program administrator at Home Soil and Water. That means I am the one between the Board of Supervisors and the staff, but also I come to it from a technical perspective, so I still get my hands dirty. So it's not just all paperwork.
You're not just sitting at a desk like, here, you go dig there.
There are days, but at the same time, we do everything. I mean, our mission statement is technical assistance, education, and outreach to the community based on soil and water. But that encompasses everything from forestry, wildlife, stormwater, to what you would typically think of as agricultural soil and water conservation practices, erosion control, our cover crop program. I mean, there's some things everybody sees, and then there are the other pieces where we're in schools as much as we possibly can to do some education to get that next generation of young conservationists going. So,
and that's important. Like you said, a lot of people, they see the planes, but they don't always, that yellow plane every year, but they don't know to make the connection on where it goes.
Absolutely. And that's, I mean, it's one of our jobs is to get that information out there and to involve as many people as we can, because there are conservation issues in ag fields. Yes. There are also conservation issues on businesses and homes in town that are just as important. Because at the end of the day, our goal is how can we improve the environment for the next generation and take care of what we got.
And what people don't realize is the water has to go somewhere.
It does.
It's not just going to stay in the storm sewers or whatever. It goes places. And even after it's treated, it goes places. And
yeah, we are a very small piece in a very big cog. And it's a challenge because people can look at their homes, look at their businesses, look at where they enjoy spending time outdoors. And you could see small pictures, but then one of our jobs is to take that bigger picture and say, let's look at what that watershed looks like and what bigger watershed are we part of. So it's fun because we're not always doing the same thing twice, but the goal is to make sure we get those base points in with everybody and help them understand how they individually can contribute to that bigger conservation picture.
It's like every time it rains, you see that your driveway is washed out. Well, there's an issue there.
Let's talk about ways to fix that. Yeah, absolutely. There are things we can look at and do. There are also...
I could give you a couple addresses.
Oh, yeah, right. My house is probably an example. I mean, we spent some time last year working on that. So, yeah. Everybody, I hate to say the misperception is we only deal with ag, because ag in itself is huge. It's not just row crops, it's not just dairy, it's not just chicken houses. It goes to forestry, to food production, the whole shooting match.
Well, and if you think about it, when you get into like the lunches for schools, that's in the ag program.
Yep.
So it's just another piece.
Thankfully, not one of the things we have to deal with. But at the same time, yeah, I mean, it's the saying farm to table. Well, conservation's also from home to table as well. I mean, we've got individuals that want to learn more about what they can do at home, and we've got individuals who operate businesses or farms that want to learn how they can do better, and we can help them with that too.
And so how long have you been the program administrator here in Holmes County?
I did it backwards of a lot of people. I worked on the private side for 22 years out of college and then came back to the public side of life. So I've only been at Home, Soil & Water since December 21. So it's 4 years now.
So you took over for Michelle Wood.
Michelle Wood was the administrator before me. I actually started as a conservation technician, so focused on the engineering side. And Michelle looked at me and we had a conversation. And then the board said, would you like to? And so I applied and she's like, it's time to retire.
So is it an appointed position then?
It is,
or
not.
Is it a hired?
It's a hired position. So we've got a board of supervisors, the Soil and Water District. While our funding comes from both the commissioners and the state, we are supervised by five individuals that are elected to that position as supervisors. And then they dictate the staff. We obviously have input there, but what we do when we do budgets, the whole shoot matches, governed by the board of supervisors. But I am just I'm the in-between there as well.
Just kind of floating in between there. Yep. And were there any special qualifications that you had to get this position?
Soil and water in general typically tends to be better to have an ag natural resources background. So understanding that side of it, but then also there's a significant administrative piece to it. So we coordinate and are regulated through state rules, as well as county rules and the policies and procedures from our board. So it's understanding that and management in general. So I did environmental consulting for 22 years, managed a group there. So I had some of that management background, but I also went to school for ag engineering. So I am back to what I went to school for.
Yay!
I know, it's fantastic.
Look at how it finally comes around.
It's a great opportunity. So having that technical background helps not only just day-to-day putting conservation practices in place and designing them and assessing issues and finding opportunities for improvement, but then Ohio's got 88 counties and 88 soil and water districts. Everyone's going to be a little bit different, and every soil and water district's going to need somebody different in each position.
Because each county is very different.
Yeah, I mean, you just look around Holmes County, you can go Stark County and you've got more urban issues than rural issues. You go to Wayne and you've got a little bit more lean. You come to Holmes and we've got a balance. I mean, some people look at Holmes and think Amish country and ag, but Holmes County's got, per the census, has the most individual farms of any county in the area. So we've got a lot of small farms and we've got people that do everything from backyard to hundreds of acres of row crops. So, and then villages, not big cities. So they come with their own unique nuance because you don't have some of the infrastructure that you'd have in a Canton or a Columbus even. So,
or the funding.
Yeah. This is true.
Well, we're going to learn more about what you do day to day and as the program administrator for the Soil and Water Conservation Districts. This is Trevor Berger. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM's Focus Fridays. Coming back here with the District Program Administrator for Home, Soil, and Water Conservation District, Trevor Berger. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM. And we started learning about what Home, Soil, and Water does and kind of how you got into your position. And it's been very interesting with all the Focus Fridays that I've done now, how each person that I've interviewed, they don't have what you call a typical day. And yeah, your position falls right into that.
Absolutely.
But I'm sure there are some things that you do need to consistently take care of as the program administrator.
Absolutely. Again, since we're governed by a board, keeping them in the loop is part of the fun because they're not day-to-day in the office, but also interacting with the commissioners and the public because we've got responsibilities there. So obviously we got to meet all the public meeting requirements because we are publicly funded. Looking at how we do what we do day-to-day, it's scheduled. So different times of the year have different things that are going on. So, you know, we're looking at coming out of annual meeting season. And for us, there's a lot of upcoming professional development training from an administrative side. It's closing the books at the end of the year and getting everything started and balanced for the beginning of the next. looking forward, you've got all of the moving pieces and parts. There's four other staff at the office, so helping them day to day understand or where they need support, where they need equipment, pieces, parts, but also going out and doing. So, you know, whether it's I'm presenting at a conference or if we're as a group doing an education program, I mean, it can come as soon as Christmas trees. It can go as long, and we've got sign up periods for programs that take months. So
your milkweed program for the butterflies.
Absolutely. That is one thing that we know about, and it's only a month long. Cover crop, we're working with producers to sign up in May, getting all of that stuff ready, prepped for September, October, November, depending on how they're doing it. So there are some programs that take long periods of time, and there are other ones that are relatively short.
What a lot of people may not realize if they don't farm is farmers don't just go out in March and be like, well, I think I'm going to plant some corn here today.
Yeah, if everything's, you've got the planting season. I mean, if we're taking it back to ag, you've got planting, harvesting, but then you've got equipment maintenance and getting everything prepped. Same way with us, you know, we've got seasons for education. It's hard to do outside programming when it's 30 degrees, but during the summer and the fall, trying to get those producers, those landowners, those residents out and help to show them what we're doing, but then also teach what they could be doing is a big deal.
And I'm sure there's plenty of that here in Holmes County because water is an issue in a lot of different places, and figuring out how you guys can help people get the water into a safe place and not eroding the fields and then flooding the houses.
Water conservation, or half the battle is what can we keep out of the water? So, you know, if we've got, we've seen much more rain, not in volume, but in intensity over the last couple of years. So helping people understand how that changes and what ways they can improve that.
Even with the seasons, you guys are just kind of rolling with what's happening and just kind of
figuring it out. Whether it's, you know, I look at our calendars and we've got in the spring starting to look at planting for the ag folks, but also the rains for everybody else, because how do we keep that water going in the right way? You've also got soil sampling. You know, this time of the year, we've got people bringing in soil samples to have tested because, A, why would you put in any more on it than you can need to because it costs money, but also keep that additional from getting into that water.
And different things grow differently when there's different things in the field. You can't just put a plant into dirt and expect it to grow. It needs different nutrients, and not every nutrient is everywhere. Anybody who's tried to grow a plant, me, unless it's a weed.
Yeah, well, and weeds, invasive species, is one of the things from a forestry perspective that we look at and we've been focused on because they just keep showing up. So how do those landowners take care of them, identify them, and move forward?
I'm sure that while you don't have a typical day, there are things that you do need to accomplish on a regular basis.
We do an annual plan of work every year. So we set that schedule up, but also we have schedules from the public side that we've got to do and address. So there's also pieces and parts that we're involved in on a regular basis, planning commission, or working with the state folks. We've got requirements that we have to meet and do there as well. Day to day, there's probably less consistency than there is year to year, because one of the things, I mean, we look at seasonality. Spring is tree sale season. Summer's planting and ag focus pretty hard. We've got education throughout. Fall, you get into cover crop, you get into fifth grade farm tour. We've got that schedule, so that balance is kind of nice. But one of the reasons I love the job is that there is not a hard and fast day-to-day. You have to do this, you have to do that, other than payroll every 2 weeks.
Exactly. And a lot of times you don't realize that what you think, the farming, the water, you don't realize how it's an all-year thing. It's not just a season thing. You have to think about how everything affects everything through the whole year.
Well, and soil, the soil conservation and the erosion goes probably just as much hand in hand because it won't erode without the water. But in the winter, we don't have crops unless you've got a cover crop growing. So there's different challenges with winter versus spring, spring versus summer. I mean, we fought drought for the last 2 years. So helping producers understand what they can do, how they can manage, because if you don't manage a pasture right, for example, during a drought, you end up with bare soil. But helping those people through it and then roll right back into harvest season and looking at tillage in the spring.
And you don't think about, oh, well, it's the winter, everything's just frozen, but you've got to watch how much snow do we get, because that water, snow becomes water eventually and can affect things and can erode when it melts. And there's a whole new thing that goes with that.
How much salt do we use? Where do we use salt? I mean,
where are you using brine?
Septic systems don't turn off in the winter. So understanding all of those different pieces and parts and helping people through those issues, everything looks a little different, kind of like it does outside.
Every day is an adventure.
It is. It's fantastic.
Well, we're going to learn more here with Trevor Berger, who is the District Program Administrator for Home Soil and Water Conservation District. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM's Focus Fridays. Coming back at you here on WKLM's Focus Fridays, I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM. I am with the District Program Administrator for the Home Soil and Water Conservation District, Trevor Berger. And Trevor, we've kind of been, you know, dancing around the circle here and mentioning it here and there, but education is a big part of what you guys do.
Absolutely. And it's education, not just K-12, but all the way up through producers who are, and landowners that are full-grown adults, that yes, old dogs can learn new tricks.
Media people learning things there each day.
So yeah, I mean, there are set things that we have done throughout the years since 1965, fifth grade farm tour. Get every fifth grader out on a farm, give them that opportunity to learn about conservation and move forward. Our goal is, and our board's directive, quite honestly, is to get as many touch points with those kids as we can. So when they get to adults, we're not having to explain who soil and water is in the first place. Whether it's Clover Bud Camp partnering with OSU Extension, if it's All In Life Skills at the FFA, or even just the FFA's helping
in
them.
In general.
Yeah, with their CDEs, or just they come and help us. So when they come to help us with hands and some labor, we can also tweak a little education in there while we're at it.
What?
Yeah.
It's like sneaking vegetables into food kids' life.
More and more teachers have continued to reach out. And I mean, COVID was hard. It got a lot of people out of a rhythm. Well, we've tried to work and get back into classrooms. We did a program last year with Millersburg Elementary about frogs and tadpoles.
Everybody loves spring. The life cycle of a frog.
Absolutely. But how that wildlife aspect ties into that soil and water conservation is that little spin. Darby, our conservation technician, was recently over at the middle school teaching middle school kids about soils and texturing soils. So how we can fit that in there, but then take that to the next level. We don't just do kids programs. We do education things from rain barrels to cover crops to forestry, looking at how we get those adults involved as well. The Ladies of the Office started back up Ladies of the Land. It was a program series from way back that focuses on agricultural and conservation practices, but it's geared towards ladies and giving them an opportunity to get together in an environment that's comfortable and might be topics that are relevant as well. I know we've got a couple coming up. Watch the newsletter.
And education is important, and it's finding a way to get the information out, because I find that sometimes the best way to teach people things is to teach them when they're not realizing they're learning.
Well, and the other piece we've figured out is, and I don't figured out, it's probably even the wrong word, is come to understand is that people like to have groups that they're comfortable in, but also give them topics that are real to them. We also tend to like to bring in other people. We don't always want to be the ones talking. So whether it be neighbors who have done it before and showing how it succeeded, if it's experts from other places to bring in and give that outside opinion, since it's not the way we've always done it, it's worked really well. In the spring, we do a conservation and coffee over on the east end of the county. Small group, on farm, or in community settings. Again, it varies.
And sometimes you're even out on the field for the education and teaching people how to do stuff.
Absolutely. You know, nothing like standing in a field showing people a waterway and going, okay, it's grass. But helping them understand the backside of design, construction, timing, how that all works together. It's fantastic in Holmes County because we've got people that offer up their properties and projects. I don't know that we've ever had a hard time finding a volunteer to host an event because, again, getting out in that field, in that forest, in that backyard to learn about and see those conservation practices in action, but also then how can you take that home with you and do something different?
I still remember early in my time here, I covered fifth grade farm tour, and there was a demonstration on having the right plants in the soil and how it affects the water and the clarity of the water even. And that was 6 years ago at least, and maybe even seven. And I can still see that image in my head because coming from a different county, we didn't have fifth grade farm tour. So
yeah,
just because I grew up on a farm doesn't mean I know how to farm. We just rented the house.
And even from looking at pollinators, I mean, it's flowers are fantastic, but at the same time, also looking at native pollinators and native plants, the difference between what you see above ground and what you see below ground is a huge from a native plant thing, but also understanding that native plants can support native species. So we're not pulling in some of the invasive things that plants and animals and insects that are here don't want or don't use. It goes all the way around from the backyard gardener to the weekend deer hunter who wants to do a food plot, or the folks in town that want to just see more songbirds, butterflies. How can we put those pieces together and help understand the interaction, not just between water and soil and erosion, but then also taking it to the next step. And can those conservation practices also be beneficial to wildlife, recreation? Looking at the Holmes County Trail, we've got something that most people don't have. But there are other places, Legacy Point, working with them. Soil and water is that center of the Venn diagram, if you will. We don't do everything ourselves. We also involve partners from all different directions. We also like to provide that technical support on all different directions. So in the community, we could be working with the village on a stormwater thing one day, and the next we'll be working with the pollinator project and doing an education event while we're at it. So
yeah, I'm definitely a big leave the dandelions in my yard and not try to make them go away.
That's just work I don't want to have to do either.
That also. But I try not to spray things. I utilize bees and butterflies and things as to not cleaning up my yard in the spring early.
Well, there's a time and a place for everything.
Right?
And quite honestly, there's an education opportunity for everything too, because for the guys that do have to use herbicides and pesticides, we work with OSU Extension to help them facilitate that recertification so they understand what they need to use and how they can use it. Because nobody, homeowner to large ag producer, wants to use any more than they need to, because it's not free. And B, we don't want to do any more damage than we need to, or we don't want to do harm to the environment in the process of trying to produce something or better what's here. Because we touched on invasive species, some of those things you can't just mechanically remove. So
no matter how many times you pull them.
Yeah. You could try, and it just takes a lot of time. Most of us don't have that time.
Exactly.
So let's, yes, a shortcut, but at the same time, let's do it correctly and responsibly.
All right. Well, we've got more to learn on soil and water from Trevor Berger, the district program administrator for Home Soil and Water Conservation District. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM's Focus Fridays. We are returning here with the district program administrator for Home Soil and Water Conservation District, Trevor Berger. I am Melissa Patrick with Focus Fridays, and we were talking a lot about education and teaching people things, and you guys are here to teach, to help. You're a resource for our community.
Absolutely. And, you know, we are a small staff, but I like to think we're agile.
Small but mighty.
But we can't be everywhere at the same time as well. So one of the challenges is getting people to come to us with questions. We're not regulatory. So we do not have, we're not going out to find problems. At the same time, we love to be able to provide the opportunities to help people fix them. Whether it be, if we're looking at an ag field or a farm, a livestock operation, helping them with technical ideas. I mean, half the time you start with an idea and the farmer figures out a project. But at the same time, if it's a bigger issue, we can help put them in touch with programs that might be able to assist or just help them with the design process. Waterways are an easy example because there's something we can help design in-house. There is funding out there for them, but it's not required.
It's like you were reading my mind. Like in my head, H2 Ohio popped in, and you guys have done several projects that involve that.
And that's ag, but over on the wetland side. I mean, Kilbuck Valley in and of itself is a unique opportunity for Holmes County because who's got one of the largest contiguous wetland areas outside of the Lake Erie Basin?
Is a difference between a wetland and a marsh. I just saw the post.
Yep.
One a tree can grow in and one a tree does not. One supports tree growth, one does not support tree growth, right?
All of them are fantastic for the environment. They're always called nature's kidneys because they do filter. So if we pick up that additional erosion here, there, or somewhere, they're a great way to A, filter out the sediment, nutrients, but also support wildlife. I mean, if you want to go just sit still somewhere for a little while, find a wetland and between birds, bugs, and critters, you will see.
Well, and no matter the season, you can drive up 83 and always see some sort of flying creature in the water over there.
Well, and you know, whether it be wetland birds or wildlife, I moved back home to the Holmes County area, and sandhill cranes, otters, you know, those two alone were things that I'm like, I haven't seen these except at a zoo, but we've got it in plethora. And one of the things we can help with from a technical side is preservation, putting people in touch with partners that do that from a preservation standpoint, but also from a conservation standpoint, how do we, you know, I've got a wet area in my back field that I want to turn into something else. Is it pollinators? Is it wetland? Is it open water areas? Helping with those pieces and parts to not only enhance aesthetically wildlife, but also water quality at the same time.
And then there is some endangered creature in the Kilbuck also that you guys have.
Purple cat's paw. It's a mussel.
Finding something like that,
yep,
has helped provide funding.
Absolutely. You know, you talked about the H2 Ohio project we did with Park District down behind Walmart. Fantastic opportunity. We've also done stream restoration projects up on just off of County Road 1, Rush Run. That was a fantastic partnership between the engineer's office, us, like six or eight other partners up to and including MWCD and Ohio EPA that take something back to a native or more natural standpoint.
As you mentioned there, the Soil and Water Conservation District is one that you're generally, if you guys are involved, there's going to be at least one or two other entities involved because you're a teamwork group.
Absolutely. I mean, we don't have the funding or the staff, but we do have the relationships. And that's one of the things we always try and continue to build on and maintain. And it could be other agencies. It could be other soil and water districts. One of the great pieces of having 88 of us is we all do a little bit of different things. And we pull on those resources and say, hey, I know they did something over here. And ask that question. And instead of somebody coming to us with a problem, we don't have to know all the answers. We just need to know where to find them and who to connect that individual with, whether it be in county, statewide, I mean, national if we need to.
And on the education standpoint, you guys have teamed with other soil and waters. And instead of you having to put on an educational thing, hey, they're doing this at this farm, we're teaming with them. You just have to come over to Ashland County and to this farm, and you're going to learn all about this.
Well, and I mean, our day camp that we started 2 years ago is a perfect example there. We've got a day camp that we do for kids, third to fifth grade. We had soil and water districts. We've got other agency involvement. We've got local people that are experts in their field, from beekeepers to, you know, farmers, and from the ag side to a forestry professional, division of forestry. It's an amazing thing, because 9 times out of 10, all you got to do is ask and people just jump, especially here.
It's kind of what we're known for.
It is. And it's fantastic. It's one of the reasons I love working here. But looking at connecting those individuals and kind of helping them skip the step. It's not like we're Google, but at the same time, from a conservation standpoint, you got a question. We might not know the answer, but we can probably point you in the right direction.
Instead of, hey, Siri, it's, hey, at Home Soil and Water District.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we will be back with some more with Trevor Berger, the District Program Administrator for Home Soil and Water Conservation District. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM's Focus Fridays. We are returning here with the District Program Administrator for the Home Soil and Water Conservation District, Trevor Berger. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM's Focus Fridays. And we've talked a lot about a lot of things. And you talked about the education that you guys provide for the community, but you guys also need, at the Soil and Water Conservation District, you need to get education for yourselves as well, so you can keep providing that education.
We do. And, you know, the fantastic part, just like we always try and involve other agencies, we love to go to other agencies because nothing's stagnant. I mean, yes, soil is always going to be soil and you're going to be typed the same, but the equipment has changed. I mean, the equipment alone has changed. Who would have thought we'd have been seeding or doing anything with drones? Now they're everywhere, even to the level of tillage equipment or tree plant. I mean, all those different pieces and parts, but also from a learning from others so that we can teach when we come back, helping to understand those. And regulations really do change. So we've got a regulatory piece that we've got to learn, and that's probably as much me as anybody else in the office. But learning from others is how they do things, because we might all plant the same, but we don't. It's that nuance that, is there a tweak that can go here? Is there a new idea of how to treat waste, for example? I mean, we all love the food on the front side, but we've got to deal with the waste on the back side. Are there ways to deal with it? Are there new innovations? Is there new research? So that learning continues throughout the year.
And sometimes best practices do change, because you learn that that might not be the best practice. There might be a better best practice.
Yeah, NRCS was referring people to plant hedges of multiflora rose years and years and years ago, and now we're trying to get rid of all of it. So yeah, everything changes, from plants to procedures to technical best practices. We always like to talk about best management practices. So, you know, the core is there, but what's new and exciting and coming out that we might not have tried in Holmes County, or they said couldn't work in Holmes County? That's always the fun one, is they say, oh, it'll never work there. And then you're like, okay,
try me.
Yeah, let's give it a shot, right?
And then you're like, oh, yeah, no, it won't. Oh, hey, look at this.
Yeah, you look at where we were at 20 years ago and taking things to no-till. Now we're learning different ways to do limited tillage. If we're looking at from a stormwater perspective, how can we trap, contain, and treat? Yeah, all of those pieces and parts. And the nice part is everybody in the office has got a little different flavor. So, you know, our watershed coordinator is going to focus a little more on wetlandy watershed stuff. Darby's going to focus on the technical side. She also loves the wildlife side. So, but we all like different pieces and parts. and we all want to be able to help in different ways. So going to those, we don't all go to the same conference or training, but we have that technical, but we've also got the real education piece.
And you can all bring it back and share it with each other and do your own little mini group training with what you've learned. Like, hey, check this out. I just learned this. This is so cool.
Absolutely. And then it's, okay, do we need to plan an education event to go with it, to spread it out to the community? Does it, we do articles in the Bargain Hunter. We do radio spots with you guys. We do informal education as we're out and around with producers as well.
Now, you do this education. Is there any required education to keep in the district, or is it just, what do we need to know to keep going on that regulatory status, on that what's new status?
The nice part is we try and make sure we're up on the regulatory side so we can help our producers meet those needs and those goals. So I would like to say we try and keep it broad so that we're not specific, but we will refer a lot of people to others because some of those regulations can get very specific. And application is different to a lot of those based on where you're at. So understanding them helps, but truly working with them day in and day out, a lot of times it makes sense to find the experts.
It's like with you guys, one year you could have like 50 new things you get to learn, and another year it may only be like 25 or 30. There is no requirement on what you have to do.
We do have continuing ed requirements for some of the things that we do. Nutrient planning. Joe Christner in our office holds that certification. A lot of times with our partners, so with NRCS, we've got planning pieces that we do for them. So if we're working with or for another agency, then we've got some more requirements there.
But it's good. You don't want to be using the same practices that your grandparents used, because things evolve. And you have farm simulators now that you can practice before you go out.
I will say farm simulators probably are not all Holmes County specific, but yeah, there's a lot of research out there and a lot more coming in. And the ability to share it has gotten so expansive that, you know, it might be a different, it could be a different newsletter that we sign up for or refer somebody to, or publications from one of our partner agencies that we can start to tie back together and pull out the Holmes County relative pieces specific to those individual producers or issues that we see. I mean, every year we do a local work group in March where we invite the public and the producers to come and let's talk and figure out what they're seeing in Holmes County so that we can specifically then take that forward when we're looking at education events. We tell issues and opportunities. Issues always have an opportunity one way or another, whether it be a technical resolution, if it's a new technology, if it's just education.
Well, that's good. You get the community involved because, like you said, there's only, like four other folks of you. So you can't be everywhere in the county and knowing what's all going on. So having that brought to you can definitely help you make decisions on where you'll be randomly throughout the year.
It's all about relationships.
It's not about what you know. It's about who you know.
And, you know, reaching out to those people and having those conversations, it's one of the things that's nice about our office. We're co-located with Farm Service Agency and Natural Resource Conservation Service. So if there's a program or if there's an opportunity while they're in the office, if there's an opportunity while they're in the office, you know, we can pull those part of those resources while we're there. But the other thing we can do is if somebody's there to talk to them, they can go, hey, I got a question while I was here, you know. And so we do pick up a lot of, I would say traffic, but individuals coming in and stopping in that were there for something else that came to see us as well.
Well, we've got one final piece here with Trevor Berger. He's the District Program Administrator for Home, Soil, and Water Conservation District. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM. Back with one final segment here with Trevor Berger, the District Program Administrator for Home, Soil, and Water Conservation District. And I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM's Focus Fridays. And you've talked a lot about how you work together in the community, and you're also involved in different committees and associations and things as well that all tie back to soil and water.
Yeah, whether people realize it directly or indirectly, a lot does day-to-day tie back in. Always like to try and stay involved. One of the directives from our board has always been keep that presence in the community. The more people talking, the more people we get to talk to, the more people that come and talk to us. Part of our day-to-day is working with the subdivision process, so try as much as we can attend on the planning commission side and working with our commissioners, but also from a public and a business perspective, we work with the Holmes County Chamber of Commerce. I've done the ambassador committee the last couple years. So it gets me out and meets new people and sometimes can provide that little bit of perspective and that off-the-hand question of how something could be related to soil and water. Personally, I'm also on the Ohio Tree Farm Committee. So not only do we deal with forestry in the office, my family does own a tree farm. Dad was a forester. So I will serve on that as the vice president this coming year. So trying to get that reach throughout the state, but also bringing back that soil and water identity and input to a statewide committee is always, it's been fun for me. But to keep it local, you always find me at the fair as well. Been involved with the 4-H program and the Holmes County Fair for 25 years now. So,
and it all just comes back because what they're learning in the 4-H and at the fair all ends up tying back, and it's always a good opportunity to plant some seeds in their minds, not just the ground.
Soil and water puns are always welcome.
I am down for puns all the time.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing the number of places and pieces we touch on. There's a couple of us in the office that either have or work with the scouts as well. I mean, organizations aren't just professional. There are those that are out there that we've all got pieces and places and parts, but trying to keep that community involvement and finding ways to work together is always a goal.
And keeping that community in good shape is part of what you guys are about doing and passing it on to that next generation.
Well, and we always try and keep the word out there too, that if somebody's looking to have a speaker or learn about conservation, and that education piece doesn't have to be classroom or field. It could be, we've done presentations for everything from the Lions Club to village councils to
churches
and the whole nine yards. Yeah.
Because conservation is everywhere.
It is.
We talked about that early on. You just don't realize that you need it right away.
Well, and a lot of people are practicing good conservation and don't give themselves enough credit for it in one respect, but then they're also like, oh, you do that? And it's like, yeah, the pollinators are the ones that I see everybody they don't necessarily put that in a direct line with conservation other than
the bees are so important.
The bees and the birds are fantastic, but also those deeply rooted plants hold that soil fantastic. So there's opportunities to get out there, so we try and stay involved. Obviously, there's only so many of us and so many hours in the day, but at the same time, being out and in the community is better than being behind a desk every day of the week.
For sure. I'm behind a desk a lot, but I do get out. So I understand. It gives you it's good to have that change and that sense of, what am I going to get into today?
Yep. Well, and, we've got a message that we try and project is that, every little bit of conservation adds up. You talked about water. It starts in your backyard, but it might end up in the Gulf of Mexico. So it's a long journey from point A to point B, but any little thing we can do along the way to make a difference is a win.
Exactly, because there's more than just what's on the top.
Mm-hmm.
Any last thoughts or anything that you want to share about your job or the Soil and Water Conservation District or anything before we put a wrap on today?
One thing that we always like to try and do moving forward, and the board has continued to support, as an internship in the summer for college-age kids. We've had 3 or 4 years now where we've had interns in the office in the summer to not only learn about, but it's always fun to see, and it's just a small peek from our side to see how sometimes they're their direction changes. They might come to us thinking they know what soil and water is, but then also come back and say, you know, I think I want to work for a soil and water district. The opportunity is out there. We will have an internship position that's open, so our website's there for applications. But it's those types of pieces, whether it be bringing them in-house and having them as an intern, if it's getting to a school and teaching, if it's getting out into the community. It's fun for us, and it's a win every day. We get to see that spark where one person takes away one thing. It may be not the same person, same thing that the person next to them takes away from it, but the goal is to do everything we can, and it's always a good day when we can see somebody doing something additional for conservation.
And what is that website, just for reference, in case anybody's interested in learning more?
Our website is just homeswcd.com. So front page, you'll have options. Tree sale will be up. Internship opportunity will be up. We've got information there for farmers, educators, forestry information. So lots of tidbits and pieces, but it's also ways to reach out to us. We're also on Facebook and Instagram, so you can like or subscribe and you can see that what we're doing. We try and keep everybody up to date with where we're at and what we're doing, but always don't hesitate to reach out or stop by the office or call. That contact information's all there as well.
Well, thanks so much for joining and
no problem.
Teaching us a little bit today.
Fantastic. I appreciate it and thank you very much.
That was the program director for Home Soil and Water Conservation District, Trevor Berger. For WKLM's Focus Fridays, I'm Melissa Patrick. Focus Fridays has been brought to you by Hobbins Insurance, Home Siding, Rhodey's IGA, Millersburg Electric, Pomerine Hospital, MRV Siding, and Millersburg Tire. Make sure to check out Focus Fridays here on WKLM in the 9 o'clock hour. And in the next edition of Focus Fridays, we welcome Holmes County Historical Society Director Mark Boley, all on your hometown radio, WKLM.